بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. In this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, for he is your open enemy. So here we are taught that we have to enter into complete Islam. And complete Islam means all the five branches of deen we have to bring into our lives. The one, two we have discussed already, aqaid, our beliefs, and our ibadat, formal acts of worship. The third branch of deen is mu'amalat, our business transactions and dealings. The fourth one is social etiquette, mu'asharat, which we will discuss later, and akhlaq, our character. If all of these five branches are found in a person, then his Islam will be complete. So the third category which we will discuss now is mu'amalat, our business dealings. It's a very, very important part of Islam, and many, many people unfortunately are very indifferent to it. It is very, very important for those in different business ventures to acquire the Islamic knowledge pertaining to the branch they are engaged in. They should consult reliable muftis and ensure that all the transactions are correct. By doing so, then inshallah a person will be eating halal and he will be giving his family halal to eat. Then only the desire to do good will be created in a person. And only his actions of worship will be accepted. Imagine a person that has so much of actions of worship, but he is eating haram. So nothing is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will not be able to move until a reckoning of five things are taken. Two of the questions of the five, one refers to wealth. One is, how did you earn your money? And how did you spend it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a time will come when people won't worry at all whether they are earning through halal means or haram means. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is sweet and fertile. Whoever earns thereof by halal means and spends from there in righteousness shall be rewarded, and Allah ta'ala will grant him entrance to Jannah. But whoever has earned in any other way besides a halal means and thereafter spends in evil paths will enter into the abode of disgrace. There are many, many people, for the sake of satisfying their base desires, enter into haram earning. And for them on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will be waiting for them. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by that being in whose control my life lies, a person stuffs a haram morsel in his stomach, 40 days of his actions are not accepted. Whichever person's flesh is nurtured in haram, the fire is more worthy of that person. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever earns haram wealth and spends it in charity, it will not be accepted from him. In whichever avenue he spends it, there will not be any barakah and blessings. Whatever is left for his heirs after his demise will become his provisions for the fire of Jahannam. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, when you consume halal, you will automatically obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it on your own accord or not. And when you consume haram, you will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it on your own accord or not. Whether you desire or not, automatically you will go towards haram actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif says, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, so whatever money a person has got is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that seek the life of the akhirat, the life of the year after, with that wealth which Allah ta'ala has given you. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not be negligent about your share in this world. This meaning is that Allah ta'ala is not saying use all your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but keep some for your family, fulfill the needs and desires of your family. Or some other mufassirin say, do not forget your share in this dunya, which means your qabr. All the money in this world will be left. The only share you will have in this dunya is your qabr. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And do good as Allah has done good to you. Spend your money in the good causes where Allah has commanded you to spend your money, spend it there. And وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not cause disorder on the earth. Do not use your money in the haram way, in the wrong ways, wrong avenues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the full choice to command you. Similarly, in another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam's nation told him that, are you commanding us regarding our money? It's our money. We can spend our money how we want to. So the people think that this is our money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ma'al Allah, it is the money of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The money Allah ta'ala has given to a person. So Allah has got a full right to command a person to use the money in the correct way or the incorrect way, how a person must use the money. The capitalistic way is, it's my money, I can do as I want to. So Islam goes against the capitalistic way. And the socialist way is, all the money is the government. Allah Ta'ala says, no, we are giving you that money. It's your money, but it has come from us, so use it in the correct way. There is nothing wrong with earning and accumulating wealth, provided that one abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways and means unlawful in Islam. So you can earn money, no problem. Accumulate wealth also is permissible. But wealth should not become the object of one's life. But it should be utilized to fulfill necessities and to invest in the bank of the akhirat. There are many, many avenues by which a person can spend his money. He will get great, great virtues, aiding the poor and needy, contributing to projects such as the masjids, madrasas, works of tabligh. There are wonderful channels in which one can employ his wealth and build up the capital of the akhirat. If your intention is correct, then your business and wealth will be used to benefit other people. You will not break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by dealing in interest, by dealing in insurance, usurping the properties and inheritance of females and orphans, cheating, lying, taking false oaths, deceiving, concealing faults, selling forbidden items, dealing in stolen goods, bribing, missing salat with jamaat in the masjid, taking advantage of a person in difficulty, not paying workers on time, underpaying workers, delaying in payment, working less hours than stipulated, or wasting one's time in other activities during working hours. For example, a person during working hours is using his cell phone or is using the internet for his personal work. He will be honest and upright, for which he will be granted the following reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada." An upright and honest trader will be with the Anbiya alayhimus salam, Siddiqeen and the martyrs. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all ability to ensure that our monetary dealings are correct. So we should be really with a fear and concern. Whatever I am doing, whatever I am buying and selling, I must find out from the muftis in my area whether it is halal, whether it is done in the correct way. So this will ensure the eating of halal in our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq.